This is Yarbrough on News Talk 98.7. For more than two decades, Jim Brogan, his team at Brogan Financial have done everything they can to help folks navigate the financial world. The ultimate goal is to set up the best possible retirement plan possible. And that's what they do there. Jim also hosts a radio show each weekend, Saturday mornings, 9 till 10 and 3 until 4 o'clock right here on News Talk 98.7. More Living with Jim Brogan. And Jim, it's nice to hear from you today, my friend. How you been?
I've been doing great. Very blessed, better than I deserve. Hope you're doing well as
yes,
well.
Yes, sir. I think that was well said, and I will ditto that if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
So, rising health care costs, a lot of economic things going on right now. How does that all impact the future of health care costs?
Well, and this hasn't really been talked about much right now, Bob. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about concerns about inflation and what's happening with income taxes in the future, and those are very, very important things. But if we look back over the last year, a little over a year since the pandemic started, Bob, I mean, the healthcare system really was stressed. You know, a lot of the healthcare had to shut down because people were not doing any non-essential procedures. So the stress, you know, it's already been stressed. And then if you look at the amount of spending our government has thrown at the pandemic to help us get through it and prevent depression, but now we have this enormous debt that was already a problem, and now it's an even bigger issue. And, you know, people talk about worrying about Social Security solvency. Medicare and prescription drug costs, the long-term implications of health care, is really the elephant in the room. And it's going to be, you know, even before all this latest inflationary stuff, healthcare costs were going up 5-6% per year, where normal inflation was under 2% per year. So it's a big issue down the line that we've got to be aware of as we plan our future.
All right. So what types of increases can we expect in the healthcare world?
So the average retiree today, Bob, will spend approximately $295,000 throughout their retirement years alone in their healthcare.
Wow.
You know, for most people, that'll be their second largest expense outside their income taxes. So, and it's growing at about a 5-6% per year clip. So, you know, if we kind of look to the future in, you know, 15 years, it's likely going to be close to $600,000 a year we'll be spending on our health care. Or excuse me, not per year, over the course of our entire retirement.
That's an incredible number, Jim. I don't know that folks realize that through the course of your retirement, you're going to, right now at $300,000, and in 15, 20 years, you're going to be more than $500,000.
That's exactly right. Now, this can be bitten off and chewed, so to speak. So, you know, keep in mind, we don't pay all those expenses at one time. You know, if you think about our, people think, well, our housing costs, what does our house cost us over our lifetime? When you add all that up, it's quite a bit of money. So we don't fund that all at once. It's funded in your retirement income plan. It just has to be budgeted for. You know, people go on Medicare, they pay for prescription drugs, they might get the Medicare Part D, they probably get a Medicare supplement, so there are premium costs, and then there are some utilization costs. But then there are some out-of-pocket caps with those things. So today, a 65-year-old today that's fairly healthy, let's say only has one or two things going on, nothing significant, they're probably going to spend all in $5,000 to $6,000 a year for all their health care.
Okay.
That's counting their premiums and their out-of-pocket costs. Now, by the time they're 80, it'll be more than double that. They'll probably be spending $10,000 to $12,000 a year. That's somebody, again, that's, you know, got a few things going on, but not real, real sick. Now, if you're sicker than the normal 65-year-old, you're going to be spending more. And if you're healthier, you might not spend quite as much. But, you know, when you think of it in terms of annual cost, that can be bitten off. But you've got to have that built into your plan. A lot of people don't, you know, they've been working for an employer all these years. The employer's maybe been paying a big chunk of their health insurance costs. So people don't really have a great idea for how to factor in health care costs into their retirement plan.
Does that, what you just kind of covered for us there, does that include the need for long-term care as well, or is that a whole different issue?
That's a different issue.
Oh, boy.
The average, so a 65-year-old today has about a 70% likelihood they're going to need long-term care. Because long-term care is really not skilled medical care. It's, you can't live completely on your own without some assistance. And 7 out of 10 are going to need that now. And that means a married couple, Bob, roughly half of those that are married, both people are going to need some form of long-term care. Now, there's different ways to plan for that risk. There, some people can self-fund that out of income and investments. Some people need to probably look at some sort of insurance to help fill in the gaps. So there are different ways to fund that cost, but that is an additional cost to what I just covered with the $295,000.
All right, something to put on the radar if that's what you're looking at is your retirement plan. How many people would you say, Jim, are actually sincerely prepared to retire when that time comes?
That's a great question, Bob. Most of the people that I meet are pretty prepared, but you know, keep in mind the people that I meet are coming in my office to talk to me about it, and they've done a lot of preparation. Now, they may not be sure if they can retire or whether it's going to be in 2 years or 4 years, you know, but they're reasonably prepared. Now, if you look at the national statistics, you know, the amount of cash savings or investments that someone 50 years old has saved is like under $10,000, I think. I'm quoting that off the top of my head. I don't have that right here in front of me. But the average American is not saving a tremendous amount of money. But the average person that I see is either coming to a class, they're wanting to get educated, they're close to retirement, so they're wanting to know how to do it. It may just be a question of when and how.
You mentioned those classes, Jim. I've attended it. I love these classes that you have. You got any more on the radar coming up this year?
Yes, sir. We're starting back our summer, our fall schedule in August. My next class is at Pellissippi State Hardin Valley location, and that class is being offered both in person and virtually. And then in September, I'll be back at the University of Tennessee downtown, and we'll be back to just in person. But if somebody wants to see our full fall schedule, they can go to BroganFinancial.com and click on classes, and it's got that full schedule. They can click a link to the university site, and they can find out more, download a syllabus, all those things.
You got it, and it is well worth your time. You will understand just everything Jim covers in these classes, and we'll be reminding you more about those coming up in August and September. If you'd like more information, 865-862-6800 or Brogan, B-R-O-G-A-N, BroganFinancial.com. Jim, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. Have a wonderful week.
My pleasure, Bob. Have a great 4th of July weekend coming up.